sometimes you get things fall in your lap. And on this day, we appreciate hearing from the likes of our next guest. He is set to get back on his perch behind an NHL bench. Daryl Sutter, Flames head coach, joins us here on The Fan. Daryl, thanks for reaching out. Good to talk to you. How are you feeling this morning?
I'm ready to roll. It's been light for about 20 minutes, and I was sitting downstairs drinking coffee because Rhett said he was going to pick me up and drop me off at the Saddle Dome, but he didn't show up. So.
Oh, forgot Rhett. I had to work.
Yeah, Rhett's got this job thing that he's got going. Now, I know you were asked about it yesterday, and you know you're confident in your abilities, and you've been on the ice from time to time with the Anaheim Ducks. But is there part of you that what's the level of excitement? Is the bit of the kid in you coming out?
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. Seeing how the guys play more than anything, and try and get few little nuances in place that we can get better at, and we have to do it in a hurry, so it's not easy.
How hard is it to go in the room and get a feel for them in this kind of a short amount of time? Typically, you got a training camp and an off season and all kinds of time to get to know guys, but does it change things with the not having as much time to spend with them and get to know them?
Yeah, darn right, Rhett. I think the only guys that I know personally would be Gio and Luch and Michael Backlund, and I'd known Elias Lindholm a little bit from when he played with my son Brett and Charlotte. But other than that, guys are all new, so tried to one-on-one it as much as I can with everybody in the last 3 days, and then prior to that with Zoom and from the farm, so... That's the toughest part, and then now you gotta get in with the, once you pull the jersey on, that's where it counts and matters. So we just gotta do it in a hurry.
Does this COVID stuff put wrinkles in it too? Like, I didn't even think about that part, but I talked to Connie earlier in the year, and he's like, even down when the guys are at the rink, it's a different feel because they gotta follow different protocols.
Yeah, it's, the protocol certainly does change the distancing part, but you got your masks on, everybody's wearing them, and then that allows it in the locker room, even though it's certainly different when you don't know the guys and they're wearing masks. So, the way the room's spread out, because in the main room you have 10 or 11 guys, and then there's another 8 or 9 guys in the small locker room off to the side, and then there's it's basically what it is. The guys spread out all over hell.
Ryan,
Daryl, is there a singular message that you've given this group, given that you were brought in because things weren't going well?
No, I think the message is that I watched a lot of their games and did a lot of their system work in the last few days, getting it down. It's not I don't think it's a system problem. And I don't think you can change a lot of that at this point anyways. So the big thing is, for me, is the word I've been using, style, and just get better at it in the work and the play the same way kind of thing and play closer together. I just think that if you look at this division is stacked. So compared to the division that the Flames came from last year, there's a significant upgrade with Toronto, Montreal for sure, and Winnipeg. So you gotta be dead on every night. So there can't be any, bottom line, you can't have any passengers, and it's an old story, and Rhett, all about that. But you need everybody to win games, and based on with 30 games left, this team's not a high scoring team, so they're gonna have to take care of business and manage the puck properly and make sure we're better in front of the goalie and better coming out of our zone, better going into their zone. So those are all commitments that everybody has to make.
Well, we know you only had a couple minutes. We appreciate you reaching out. So what is some, we got a skate? Are we doing some video? How are we getting ready for this game?
Yeah, we skated the last 2 days. Guys, I imagine there'll be a few guys that want to go on today, but they don't have to.
Yeah.
We'll get through some video this morning on special teams, and and some work on Montreal from their last two games, and get ready to roll.
So does Jelly bring the donuts, or who's taking care of the coaching staff here?
Well, Peter Hamlin and Sean O'Brien are my two.
Yeah.
Yeah, take care of Daryl. Guys,
there's plenty of food down there. You don't have to bring donuts in anymore. A lot of food and stuff. Breakfast, yeah. And food everywhere.
Yeah. Yeah.
Daryl, good luck tonight. Thanks for thanks. Good to talk to you.
Yeah, you bet, you guys.
There he is. Thanks, Daryl Sutter, head coach. Just had a few minutes.